This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. The White House announced Israel will start to implement four-hour humanitarian pauses in its military operation against Hamas in areas of northern Gaza each day, starting Thursday. The announcement by National Security Council spokesman John Kirby came as Israeli forces battled Hamas militants in Gaza City and more Palestinian civilians fled the area. Kirby said the pauses would give Palestinians time to escape using two humanitarian passages and were significant inroads to reduce the toll of the war. As he left Washington for a visit to Illinois, U.S. President Joe Biden was asked about his conversation with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu surrounding the humanitarian pauses in Gaza.
Did you ask him to pause for 3 days to get the hostages out for that?
Yes. I've asked for even a longer pause for some of them.
When asked if he was frustrated by Netanyahu's reluctance to call for the pause, Biden said it took longer than he would have liked. French President Emmanuel Macron Thursday opened a Gaza aid conference in Paris as he appealed to Israel to protect Palestinian citizens. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Macron noted that Palestinian lives must be valued the same as Israelis. All lives have equal worth, and there are no double standards for those of us with universal and humanist values. Macron's comments come as the White House announced that Israel has agreed to four-hour daily humanitarian pauses in fighting in northern Gaza to allow civilians to flee. At the conference, Egypt's Foreign Minister Sameh Shoukry said the aid coming into Gaza was also not enough to meet the urgent needs of Palestinians there. The voluntary and deliberate complications imposed by Israel on the delivery of aid only lead to a further deterioration of the situation. I'm Karen Chamas.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. With data showing Mexico